Places I've lived. Talk about the pros and cons of places you've lived. Cindy. In the past, I lived in a suburb. The price was low and quality of the house was not bad. The building was 10 years old. The features of the apartment was pretty good. I had a built-in dishwasher, smart toilet, bath dehumidifier. It didn't have a walk-in closet, but a fairly big closet. It even had floor heating. On the other hand, it lacked amenities, additional features inside the property. There was no elevator. I lived on the fourth floor, the highest floor, walk up, so it was a pain. And there was no security door, so I felt a bit unsafe. The other downside was the floor space. It was not big enough. Once I had kids, we had to consider moving because we wanted something more spacious. Tom. The place I live right now is sweet. I can't ask for more. The price, floor space, age of building, features, amenities, all met my requirement. There was one thing I was unsatisfied with. That's the location. I was practically in the middle of nowhere. I don't have a car, so I have to ride my bike 20 minutes to the station. From the station, it's a 40-minute commute. All in all, it's a 75-minute commuting time. That's killing me. What's your ideal place to live? Kim. I would love to live in a house with a lot of natural light with big windows. Along with that, I would love to have a great view. I like living in nature, so if I can wake up to the sound of birds chirping, it will be magnificent. I don't want any hardship, so I want my house equipped with all the latest comforts of a home. I might be asking too much, but if it had a sauna room, I'll be over the moon. Adam. Ideally, I want to live in a modern home with all the features and amenities. One amenity that will be awesome is having a gym in the building. I could be so fit if I had a gym. I also love to cook, so I want a really nice kitchen with lots of cooking space. Right now, my kitchen feels so cramped, I can't cook at ease.